Hello. Today, the church celebrates the second Sunday of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side. His disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In his book entitled Miracle on the River Kwai, Ernest Gordon tells the story of British soldiers, prisoners of war, who were forced by their captors to work on a jungle railroad. Suffering drove the prisoners to hate their captors. Even their behavior toward one another degenerated into division and bitterness. One day, a shovel was missing. The officer in charge was enraged and demanded that it be returned. Not one of the prisoners moved. The officer raised his gun and threatened to begin killing them on the spot if the guilty one didn't come forth. It was apparent he meant what he said. Then one of the prisoners stepped forward, trembling, with his head bowed down. Without any questions, the officer immediately killed him. After this, he ordered a recount of all the tools to be sure nothing else was missing. But at the second count, it was discovered that none of the shovels were missing. There had been a miscount the first time. Every tool was there. Word spread like wildfire throughout the whole camp. An innocent man laid down his life to save them. His sacrifice had a profound effect. Prisoners began treating each other like brothers, and not only each other. When the victorious allies swept in, the surviving soldiers, who were hardly more than human skeletons, stood between their captors and the allies. Instead of attacking, they protected their captors, saying, "No more hatred, no more killing. Now we want forgiveness." One man sacrificing love transformed them. The image of God's love for us, Jesus dying on the cross, transforms us. When we see the image of Jesus on the cross, we're reminded that whenever one of his members suffers, Jesus suffers, for we are his body. When our bodies are in pain, our heads suffer as well. 8 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the apostles. He stretched out his hands before them and said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side." Jesus could have said, "Look at my hands, look at my side, see the wounds." Instead, he tells Thomas to enter his wounds, "Put your hand into my side." In other words, let your flesh become one with my flesh, your sufferings one with my sufferings. Jesus suffered because we, his body, suffer many things. The sacrifice of one soldier inspired the others by his example of love for them. The inspiration Jesus gives is infinitely greater. He breathes his spirit into us, inspiration. He enters us and takes our wounds upon himself to bear our sufferings with us. The image of Jesus will be on the cross until the last member of his body shares in his resurrection and ascends with him into the kingdom of heaven.